I think George Blaha. King George the First, TV voice of the Pistons on Bally Sports Detroit, is set to join us. The beginning of the Keg Cunningham era. And as I said about the Lions training camp over the weekend with the Vibe, where Troy Weaver and Dwayne Casey showed up, saw a photo of them talking to golf. You watch Keg Cunningham and the Pistons draft picks throwing out the first pitch at the Tigers, the Vibe with Stevie Y in the wings. Man, everything is good right now in the Motor City. King George, I think we're heading into another golden era with all these teams.
Very well could happen. It certainly seems like we're all in this together, doesn't it, Huge?
It does. It has that really good, and part of it is the timing that, you know, all of this started happening right when we got sports back, when the pandemic and the mask and the restrictions were let go. It's summer. It's pure Michigan. It really was the perfect timing for kind of the rebirth of sports in Michigan.
And it sure seems to me like not only are the Pistons on the way up, but the Tigers clearly are, and there's certainly hope for the Lions. And I know the Red Wings have the right leadership, so they're going someplace as well.
All right, where are the Pistons going, man? Would you take from, obviously, Cade Cunningham, the overall number one pick, but their draft class mixed in with what they had from last year? George, what are you envisioning here in year one for Cunningham and the Stones?
Well, first of all, Cade Cunningham is going to be a glue guy, I think, psychologically for this team. You can tell he's a good person, and he's happy to be in Detroit. He understands the history of the franchise and the championship teams, and certainly Troy Weaver felt that way when he came here. And so I think Cade Cunningham, beyond being a heck of a basketball player, is going to be a great leader for this team. And that means everything. If a guy comes in who's sullen and selfish, no matter how good he is, it doesn't help anywhere near as much as it could if he has his head on straight. So that's a major plus. And that, to me, means if you add in the players that came in last year and you look at guys like pick 42, Livers, and pick 52, Garza, it seems to me like this team is going to make a run at a playoff spot next year, and the fans are going to love that.
And it's just
The more buzz in the building, the better the team's going to play.
And it's just it's a start, because it will be a carryover from what we watched in the second half when, you know, guys like Stewart and Bay and even Hayes, when he got healthy after the hip injury, they gave you a glimpse of the future. Now you add in Cade, and, you know, I'm looking at this potential starting lineup if Hayes stays at the point and Cade can play the one or two, and you got Bay, Grant, and Stewart. You have a lineup that will be less than 2 years in Detroit, all of them.
And every one of these guys has a general manager and a coach who believes in them and who likes working with them. And, you know, there's probably nobody saying, well, if we could do a little better here, because right now they're looking at the potential of these guys. And Jeremy Grant showed his potential, and on it goes. So I think it's a really good situation for the Pistons.
What do you think is going to be the best position for Cade? Will it be the point? Will it be the two?
You know, I don't watch enough college basketball to make any kind of comment on that, other than the fact that the guy's a winner. He's probably going to end up playing three different spots. It's kind of a positionless league in many ways, Huge, as you know. So I think I'm going to see him with the ball in his hands, but not necessarily at the top of the key trying to start the offense. They'll run all sorts of different things for him, and I think Dwayne Casey is a very capable coach. He'll figure it out.
What do you envision the rest of this summer, offseason, what they'll do? I know they'll get a glimpse of the young talent, the shortened summer league out in Vegas, but beyond that, free agents, guys they'll re-sign. I know they've tendered offers. How much more difference is there ahead for this Pistons roster?
Well, I think in many ways what you see is what you get, because they did an awful lot of moving and shaking last year to get some players in here that Troy Weaver and Ed Stefanski, for that matter, believed in, and Dwayne Casey's coached him. I don't know that I see a lot of movement among the guys who are in the rotation. That's for sure. We know one thing: Cade Cunningham's going to be in the rotation, and from day one, I'm excited to see him play.
And I think Garza, because of his, he's older, his size. I think Garza immediately could be a backup to Stewart. You know, Livers will be a wait and see. And does he get minutes right away? I don't know. But then now they have their G League team down in Detroit, just down the street from the Pistons facility. But I really think Garza can step right in and be a backup.
I agree. I think Garza was a steal at pick 52. He's you know, he's proven that he can play. He's played college basketball at the highest level, and you don't get to be player of the year in college basketball if you can't play some. Now, obviously some people don't think his game totally fits the pros, but it looks to me like he's going to figure it out. He's done that in the past, and I think he'll do it in the future.
George Baja, TV voice of the Pistons, also radio voice of your Michigan State football team, joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show. Across Michigan. Let's talk a little bit about the Spartans before I let you go. You know, we talk about a vibe, and this year two of Tucker, there seems to be some energy. They have a ton of transfers. There aren't a lot of expectations. What are you hearing about this football team come fall?
Well, the guys are going to be able to step in positions of need. Quavarius Crouch, the transfer from Tennessee, certainly is going to help them at linebacker where they're a little bit thin. They got a ton of transfers coming back, coming into play in the secondary. And you got to like what's going on up front. They have a lot of people back and a good kid coming in from Duke, Jordan. So this defense will be improved. And, you know, you always look at that offensive line and say, if they can be what you'd like them to be, then Kenneth Walker, the new running back, could have a heck of a year, and whoever plays quarterback will get some protection. They have enough wideouts. They have enough of everything, to tell you the truth, Huge. I don't understand why people have shortchanged them in their projections, but you'd rather sneak up on people than be overrated, I guess. So, and I think Mel Tucker has the heart and soul you need for a football coach. He loves the game. He loves to recruit. And he's going to push these guys to the max.
Well, what have you liked the most about Tucker since he replaced D'Antonio, George? Just a personal observation.
I think he's a guy who doesn't miss anything. He reminds me of Nick Saban in that way. There's nothing going on in that program that he doesn't know about and isn't working to improve and working hard to improve it. And when he brought these kids in to his home on Friday night, all the ex-players, and I think 130 of them showed up, you know, from different parts of the country, different eras, and just a good mix of people who all felt like, wow, this guy wants us to remain part of this program and help out. And then the next day, it was Spartan Dog Recruiting Day, and Mel told the young players what he expects to do at Michigan State, and that's not just win, but win big. That's what I like. And the guy, he loves football. He told people when he first got here, the players and everybody else, if you love football, I'm probably going to like you. This guy is a football guy through and through. And, you know, what the accoutrements that come with it, he'll accept it. Certainly he's making good money, but he's really here to coach football. And he's a football guy. You know what I mean? Put that in quotes. That's what you have here. And I love him for that.
We love King George Baja I, TV voice of your Detroit Pistons on Bally Sports Detroit. Also, play-by-play voice for Michigan State football. That season is, well, we're 4 weeks from this weekend. They'll open up against Northwestern Big Ten opener. I agree with you. I think the Spartans, for some reason, it wasn't like they were loaded with talent last year and they still beat Michigan. And some are saying that this is going to be like a, you know, a three-win team. I don't see it. I think they can scratch for 6-6 and get to a bowl game.
I would be disappointed if they're not playing in a bowl game. I'd almost guarantee they make bowl games so easy. And I'd like to think that it's not going to go down to the last couple of weeks to see whether they make a bowl game or not. I think by the time you're into October, you'll see how good this team really is.
One final NBA thought. Westbrook now with LeBron and AD in Los Angeles with the Lakers.
Westbrook's fit. I think Russell Westbrook is obviously we know he plays hard. And we know he sets up his teammates. And we know he's very, very competitive. So unless in some way or another he just doesn't fit in, I think he's going to really help the Lakers. I mean, why not have another guy who can pass the ball and rebound and score and will compete and will come right at you? I think he'll lift the Lakers up in terms of fire. LeBron has always had fire, but LeBron's LeBron. Anthony Davis can't play every night generally because he's had his share of injuries and he'll probably have some more. But Russell Westbrook, man, he could play for me anytime.
King George Baja joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. I did see a report. Carmelo Anthony waiting on a call from the Lakers. He'd be a good spot up three-point shooter, another veteran on that team. Maybe LeBron trying to put something together. He's watching the finals saying, we need to get back there, NBA. It'll be interesting with Kawhi if he stays with the Clippers and also where Chris Paul ends up going.
It will be. There are a number of guys that are potential free agent signees that could change a team. I give Portland a lot of credit for bringing Carmelo Anthony in. I give him a lot of credit for proving that he is still a viable commodity in the NBA. And he's not through yet. I agree with you, Huge. Wherever he goes, he's going to help somebody. This guy, he scored too many points and been too competitive for too long to be all finished. And the way things changed in Portland, he probably is looking elsewhere, and L.A. wouldn't be a bad spot for him.
I also read that Curry is going to sign a $215 million extension with the Warriors. I think he's with that team for the rest of his life. And getting Klay Thompson back, you know, quietly, they could go from one of the worst to, top four team in the West. NBA's in a good spot right now with their talent. We'll see where Chris Paul ends up. He has a good fit being right there with Booker in Phoenix. I don't see where else he could go right now, that he kind of gets that same freedom.
I agree. I think that was a great place for him, and I think if I'm advising him, I'd say you might as well stay right where you
right.
are. That's he can win there, and they were in a position to win a championship. If Giannis doesn't make his free throws, they might have won a championship. But Giannis was unbelievable. Wow. Late in that series, and Milwaukee clearly was the better team. But, Phoenix had themselves in a good position, and they could be there again.
I agree 100%. And maybe Kyle Lowry ends up with the Heat. Some movement right now with free agency coming up in the NBA. He knows the NBA. He knows Michigan State football. George Blaha joining us on the Meyer guest line. King George, always appreciate the conversation.
Huge, always good to be on with you. You know, another guy that I hope for Miami's sake, I guess, that he stays where he is the former Michigan sharpshooter Duncan Robinson. He's a free agent, and you got to like him no matter where you are in the NBA because the three-point shot's so important, and he's got as good a stroke as anybody. I think it'll be interesting to see where he lands.
Yeah, because, will he stay there? Or, that's going to be a spot for somebody who has a great point guard that can kick and dish, where if Lowry's coming, Robinson may want to stay there and just get the rock from him. But with Butler, I don't know if you're going to get a lot of shots there. I wonder who Duncan Robinson, the former Wolverine, could end up with. Who do you think is the right spot? Is it? I don't think it's the Bucks. It will be somebody with big cap money.
I think the Knicks could be an excellent destination for him. I know Tom Thibodeau likes him, and Tom Thibodeau is a heck of a coach. He makes good use of whoever he has. So you never know. But and I like the fact that John Beilein's now on the Pistons staff. Uh, he's he's a basketball coach to the max, and he knows the game backwards and forwards. He'll be a big help in Detroit.
Killian Hayes has already talked about some of the shooting and ball handling drills Beilein's been doing with Pistons players who are sticking around for offseason workouts. And then you look at the Big Ten influence where you see Garza and Livers, and you're like, you know, are those guys taken if Beilein's not there, right?
Exactly. You never know. I mean, I think John Beilein, hey, if he's on your staff, you call him in there and say, what do you think of this draft class? Why would you not ask him? And he's not, everybody who knows him knows what a gentleman he is. He's not an overbearing, pretentious guy. He's a coach's coach, but he's a gentleman. And frankly, he forgot more about this game than a lot of guys who are coaching around the country.
First time he's never been a head coach connected to a basketball team for a full-time job. I know he's been on some of those international teams. He was an assistant, but the first time. And I think it's cool that after the Hornets nest and debacle with the Cavaliers, that John gets to kind of reclaim some NBA glory with the good vibe coming out of Detroit right now with what he's doing with the Pistons.
Yeah, and he should get some credit for it, because I'm sure he's going to be part of the decision-making process. He'll be part of all the basketball meetings that they have. And obviously, as we talked earlier, the Pistons are going nowhere but up.
Yeah, Troy Weaver, the people he's surrounded himself with off the court, you look at the building of the roster, which continued with his draft, and Cade at the top, and you think, what's Weaver been there? Are we talking 14, 16 months? I mean, it's amazing.
I love what he's done, and I go back to what he said when he got here. We need to restore this thing. He said, the Atlanta Hawks can't restore yet. They've never won a championship. We're trying to get back and restore what's been going on here over the years. And he said, Isaiah Stewart, for instance, he said, probably if Isaiah Stewart's not here, I probably won't be here. That's the kind of guys he wants. Gritty, hard-playing, competitive guys.
To think about this, Weaver was named the Pistons general manager just a little over a year and a month ago. That's it, and look what he's done in that time. That's stunning. It is, George.
Huge, that's a perfect description. It is stunning what he's done. And we had a chance to talk over the summer, a little over a month ago. And I told him, every time you've been in the batter's box, you've gotten at least a base hit. And yeah, that's hard to do. General manager is a hard job. And it's easy to make a mistake. And sooner or later, everybody does. But so far, he hasn't made one. So good for him.
Nothing. And moves like Beilein to help with skills and shooting and dribbling, and just have an older voice in the room that gives you a college feel, when so many front offices in the NBA are all these guys who have recycled through other NBA teams or franchises or organizations. I love it. Can't wait to see LCA just rocking with Cade Cunningham jerseys and that noise there for the first time with the Pistons.
And, you know, we've got Arn Tellem running the show there as the, I don't know exactly what his title is, but he's certainly in charge of business and has a hand in basketball. And he was one of the great agents ever in pro sports. And he's a Michigan law school guy, so I'm sure he had something to do with us taking a look at John Beilein. But my gut feeling is other guys around the league are going to say, man, they just got Beilein. Why didn't we do that? Why would you not bring John Beilein in? That's a better question, as opposed to why did you bring him in? He's going to be that influential, I believe.
And Cade's going to draw people downtown. You know, nothing against Stewart, nothing against Bay or Killian Hayes or anybody on that roster, and even Jeremy Grant, an all-star. Cade Cunningham really helps drive people to make that drive to downtown Detroit.
Well, he seems to get it. He, when you throw out the first pitch and you got a full Tiger uniform on, that's pretty cool. And he acts like he does really want to be here, and I believe it. People are going to get a feel for what a nice kid this guy is. And clearly he's a heck of a player.
King George Blaha, heck of a announcer for the Pistons, Michigan State. And by the way, Arne Tellem on his office door, like on Troy Weaver's office door and on Cade Cunningham's locker, it just says the man. That's it. That just says the man.
Just You're says probably the
man.
Right.
Hey, man, Lions, Pistons, Tigers, Wings. Another, you know, give it a couple, 3-4 years. But I'll say 5 years from now, everybody's going deep in the playoffs. Everybody, including the Lions. Everybody.
You'll have almost too much to talk about, Huge.
I never have too much to talk about, George. You know me, right?
Attaboy. I do agree with that. Yeah. It's never going to be too big for you.
We love you. Hit the golf ball straight, okay?
All right. Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, he's the grand gentleman of broadcast. That was one of the greatest interviews ever on the show. It was. He could have been a little better, but I was spot on.